The following program is paid for by its sponsors, who are solely responsible for its content. Views expressed are not necessarily the views of WMAL.
This is Senior Solutions with Eric Stewart on 105.9 FM and AM 630, WMAL.
Welcome to the Senior Solutions Real Estate Show, brought to you by the Senior Solutions team at the Eric Stewart Group of Long & Foster. Do you know what the promise is? You might have already given it. Oh, and if you want to know what the promise is, well, I promise I'll answer that question in just a moment. If you've missed an episode of the Senior Solutions Show or any of the other Eric Stewart shows that are out there, you can find any information we talk about today helpful for friends, family, or otherwise, and can listen to them on our website at ericstewartgroup.com. You can also find Senior Solutions on Spotify, which is an app which you simply download to your handheld device. It's an app that you can listen to all of the Senior Solutions shows through. The promise. What if you can't keep it? Nicole Burton, 61 years of age, placed her husband, Jim, 68, into an assisted living facility. Now, Jim was diagnosed in 2010 at the age of 60 with early onset dementia. And Jim being an artist and photographer and Nicole being an author and a playwright, they had both retired from full-time jobs and they determined to create art and to travel while Jim was still able to do so. The couple frequently vacationed to Hawaii and journeyed by rail from Riverdale Park in Maryland to San Francisco. But in 2017, Jim's condition worsened. He'd always been self-reliant. Now, Nicole, being his committed and darling wife, she had to make decisions for how she could best provide for Jim. Now, here's the promise. And I remember hearing Kim Campbell, Glenn Campbell's wife, described this promise that her family had made to Glenn, that they would always be there. And I've heard other people who've dealt with family members who have dementia. I've watched shows about this. The promise is, I'll never put you into an assisted living facility. I'll never put you into dementia care. I'll never find an alternative way to handle this disease. The challenge is making a commitment, making a promise. You have to know what's involved when you're making a promise. When you make a promise to marry somebody and you commit to them in health or in sickness, in wealth or in poverty or whatever it might be, I'll be with you all of our days. You've made a commitment that is unbridgeable. Really, that's the commitment that you make when you get married. Now, granted, things happen in marriage, right? Fiduciary relationships breach and things happen and things fall apart. But in the care and the promise that you make to your loved one to care for them, putting yourself in the position of being the one who will always take care of them, always be there all the time, to cruise through caregiving and to reduce the stress of caring for your loved one was the content of a book by Jennifer Fitzpatrick called The Promise. What you need to think about, what I want you to think about as you're listening to this, you know, 5 years from now, you could be exhausted and desperately needing a break that you can't imagine today. And know that it's okay, number one, that it's okay to reevaluate the promise that you've made, recognizing that there are unforeseen reasons why bringing alternative means to help you serve your loved one is going to be best for them. Kim Campbell told the story at the 4-H in Chevy Chase a year ago when I heard her speak. Glenn died in August of 2017, and she came and visited and spoke at the 4-H about and shared some of the videos of Glenn as he was going through his Alzheimer's. You may remember this amazing story. Glenn, who wrote some of the best hits of the 60s and 70s, beloved guitar player and performer on Hee Haw and other shows as well as on the radio. Of course, I love his music. The Lineman for the County, one of my favorite songs. Well, Glenn got to the point where he was a danger to Kim and to the other members of the family, and he was a danger to himself. And so, feeling guilty, Kim decided to bring him to a community for the day, just to try it for a day. You know, a day was all it took, and Glenn took to it like that. He loved it. And she was able to step back from that responsibility, and she and her family, who had wiped out their emotional barometer taking care of Glenn, their physical barometer, were able to get the rest and go visit Glenn, spend time with him, but not be responsible for the day-to-day physical care and protection of Glenn. So it's okay to reevaluate. You know, you may get to a point where you're at 10. You can't take any more stress, and you may get there and you may have to face the reality. Number two, promise only to do the best that you can, because even you are limited. You may face challenges. I've talked with the spouses of people who have dementia, and the exhaustion that they carry is great, sometimes to the point where they're at risk. Number three, understand that the promise might not be in your patient or your senior loved one's best interest. Keeping a promise to always let somebody live it at home can lead them to isolation and you as well. And lastly, number four, understand that you might not be capable. Family caregivers may not have the experience, the training, or the education to perform certain tasks that will be required as you're caring for somebody who's walking through the latter stages of dementia. How do you recognize when you're in denial about your parents' health? Let's assume mom or dad are not doing as well as maybe they were the last time you saw them, or maybe you've noticed something, but you're not sure. Why does denial happen? Let's first of all understand that refusing to acknowledge that something's wrong is a way of coping with emotional conflict, painful thoughts, and threatening information, says the Mayo Clinic. Being aware of denial is really important step. You know, sometimes we go through life and it takes us through some very big challenges, and we finally come to a point of absolute understanding of some weakness in our life that we just couldn't see for a long, long time. Denial can be such a thing. Sometimes denying that you are given to a certain vice leads you down the road of giving yourself to that vice more and more and more. When you realize, oh, wait, you know, this isn't healthy, or this decision that I'm making could have long-term consequences. If my mother is forgetting a little bit more than she used to, or my father is not getting up, physically getting up and moving around, just recognizing it's not dementia only, it is all aspects of a person's health. You need to learn how to recognize when you're in denial about your parents' health. Now, how to recognize denial in yourself and other people. If you don't seem to be making much progress in a very difficult, stressful situation in your life, you may be stuck in denial. If you're getting angrier than usual, maybe suppressing feelings that you have, maybe you're ignoring signs of a health problem. If your parent has started dropping things or tripping while walking, you know, attending to them, don't ignore these symptoms, but attend to them and maybe bring them with you to get a reevaluation by a physician to help them. Say, hey, I'd like to take care of you. Look, why don't we go out together? And if you pretend nothing has changed, your loved one may be driving a car or walking unaccompanied, and especially if dementia is involved, they could hurt themselves. Lastly, rationalizing behavior. If you try to explain away whether your parent does something unusual or not, you know, we all joke about senior moments. Even I do. Even my kids do. We actually call this moment where we forget things a senior moment. But in fact, the implication is forgetfulness, right? So if you see this consistency over time, you may want to step back and look at the ways you can move past denial. Number one is reach out for help. Ask somebody else for their insight. Sometimes having somebody else look at a situation, look at how your parents are, can give you the serious insight that you need to know whether there's a problem here or not. Taking a closer look, asking yourself what you might be afraid of. These are ways. Maybe you are afraid of getting older yourself and don't want to consider this. I took my daughter to college. Oh, boy. Yeah, it's her senior year. And I'm not quite at the empty nest phase, but you know, I'm just about halfway there right now. You know, changing your life as you hit the empty nest phase, take the transition time, start finding interests for you and your spouse as you're walking through a transition towards empty nest time. Choose things, decide where you want to live together, start making plans for traveling. Use this opportunity where you have less responsibility to invest in things you've always wanted to do. Stay strong. Talk to each other and maybe consider getting a dog. Well, there's that special music, that Stuart Rosenthal sound. Good morning, Stuart.
Good morning, Eric. I like my theme song. Thank you.
Yes. What do you have for us today?
In the Beacon this month, we have an interesting article called How to Profit from Someone Else's Mistakes. And it's ways of financially saving money by not being the first person to buy an electronic item or the first person to buy a new car. Mm. So if you buy an off-lease car, did you know there's a record 4 million vehicles coming off leases this year?
Wow.
And that cars lose about 30% of the value in their first year. And up to 40% by the third year. So you really can save a lot of money getting a car off a lease.
Wow. This,
another thing is refurbished electronics. People often buy the first new iPhone or Galaxy, something that comes off there, and they decide, I'm going to upgrade in a year or two, or they decide they really didn't want it after all, and it goes back into the shop, and it's refurbished, which often means it's just checked over and sold again.
Right.
But it's sold for a good discount. So that's another way to save some good money. Mm-hmm. So this story and others are on our issue today of The Beacon in October, and you'll pick it up and read it.
Pick it up or read it online at thebeaconnewspapers.com. Thanks, Stuart. Should retirees rent or own? Find out after this.
Now, back to Senior Solutions on WMAL. Here's your host, Eric Stewart.
Big house, big car, backseat, full bar. Houseboat won't float, the bank won't tote enough. Too much stuff.
Welcome back. In the Senior Solutions Show, we cover all kinds of topics for those who are getting older. I'm 54 now, so it's really for anybody over 50. But maybe you're listening today and you recognize things I'm talking about for loved ones, even though you're not in that age bracket. No problem. Our goal is to help you find the best solution for you and your family, whether it's finding a place for your folks to consider moving to, or maybe making a place in your own home for them, or maybe it's buying another home and downsizing your life. Here are a few properties that the Eric Stewart Group is currently representing, which offer first floor bedrooms, potential downsize opportunity. On Quintana Street North in Arlington, Virginia, we've got a home at 1825 Quintana Street North that is listed for $650,000. It's a two-bedroom, one-bath Cape Cod, very cute, one-car garage, and it has two bedrooms and a full bath on the first floor. Perhaps you're interested in downsizing but want to stay close to 66, not too far from East Falls Church. This property on Quintana Street is definitely worth your consideration. It can be found at ericstewartgroup.com. In Fairfax, Virginia, at the Saintsbury Plaza, we've got a three-bedroom, two-and-a-half-bath, 1,600-square-foot condominium that's near Oakton, right? So this is 1,622 square feet, listed for $510,000. This is 55-plus Saintsbury Plaza community, adjacent to the Vienna Metro, close to shopping and dining, private corner unit with balcony and nice views to enjoy. Good downsizing opportunity there. And then in Bowie, Maryland, beautiful single-family home. This is a three-bedroom, two-and-a-half-bath single-family home with a bedroom and a full bath on the first floor. That's the master bedroom and full bath on the first floor. Two-car garage, brick construction, listed for $450,000. And this is off of Severn Road and Hillmead, Fletchertown Road area. So take a look at those properties, as well as lastly this one on Chichester Lane in Silver Spring, 703 Chichester Lane, single family with a four-bedroom, three-and-a-half-bath house for $440,000. These are all homes that have a bedroom on the first floor. Perhaps you're thinking about downsizing and want to find a real estate agent who understands your needs, not only how to help you get rid of the stuff you own, but also to identify the right home to move to. This is what our Senior Solutions team is all about at the Eric Stewart Group. We're here to help you find the best property for you, ask the right questions, maybe even encourage you not to sell. That's right, not to sell. Eric Stewart Group is not about selling houses. It's about helping people make the decision that's best for them. So we often tell people, we think you should probably stay where you are for another 5 to 10 years, and here's why. It's your call, of course. We want to sell houses. That's what we do for a living. But really, sometimes you just need a good sounding board. Somebody will tell you the honest truth about whether you should sell or not, and that's what we're about. You can call us toll-free right now if you'd like to set an appointment for any one of our team to come talk with you or help you see any of our listings or anybody else's listings. We can provide representation on the buy or sell or both. The toll-free number, 800-900-9104. That's 800-900-9104. And one more quick plug. In October, in Maryland and Virginia, we're giving lectures on how to age in your best place. This is an hour and a half lecture that I'll be giving with Helen Flynn on how to age in your best place, to know what 7 options there are to consider when it comes to downsizing. It might be to stay where you are. It might be renting, a senior community, or other options that we'll discuss there. If you'd like to attend, you can attend that. You can also attend a follow-on seminar right after that called How to Sell Your Home for Top Dollar, which is just focused on the real estate end, how to get your home ready, when's the best time to sell, how to interview a realtor, and so on. For more information on any of that, call us toll-free at 800-900-9104, and we'll explain more of the details and get you signed up. Or you can sign up online at ericstewartgroup.com.
I'm just going to sit at the dock of a bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, sitting on the dock of a bay, wasting time.
I'm going to dig into whether you should rent or own and what is your best housing choice when you retire. And whether you own or rent in retirement is a big decision. And owning real estate, the benefits of owning real estate have been fairly consistent for many years. They are that you control what can be done with the property. You control the monthly expenses with that property when it comes to the mortgage or no mortgage if you have no mortgage on the property. The benefit to ownership is that consistency, you can count on something, you can decorate that property, and you know what it is going to be like living there, and you have control and cannot be asked to move out. The downside is that you have that property, and maybe if you own 3 homes, you have flexibility to go from one house to another, and a certain flexibility comes with a certain capability financially that not all of us will necessarily have. So for some of us who would like to maybe travel more, the idea of renting a home for 4 months and living there and paying a little bit more to rent, but have the flexibility of after 4 months deciding, well, I've been there and I've done that and I've seen what it's like to live there. Maybe I'll go rent someplace else for 4 months. A wonderful organization called Vacation Rental by Owner and also Airbnb and others are out now where you can list a property that you currently have for sale. You can list and sell nights in your current home if you wanted to prospective tenants who would stay at your house. In the same way, other homeowners do the same thing. Fully furnished properties are being rented out by the night, the week, the month. So perhaps you might want to consider renting. The reality is that many older homeowners are grappling with whether or not they want to keep their equity tied up in the property that they're in, or they want to unlock that equity and invest it into something else. Perhaps maybe you want to invest into stocks or bonds or maybe some other investment that you have confidence will make you money over the long run. There's definitely a benefit for having rental properties, but there's the management of it, which is why most of us don't do that. We're not necessarily property managers for real estate, though we would love to have the consistency of monthly income coming in from somebody renting a property out from us. Please remember, too, that the cost of an apartment does go up over time. Even with rent control, for renters lucky enough to have that protection, limiting increases to just 3% per year, the cost of an apartment can double in 24 years. So if you're paying $2,000 and you are in a rent control scenario where the rent can only go up 3% per year, you will double your monthly to $4,000. If you're nearing retirement, look to spend 30% to 40% less on rent than what you spend on your last mortgage payment. Why is that? Because as we go through a process of retiring, we often don't have the same income because we're not working. Our investments may be making us money. We might see a rise in stocks. We might see a fall in stocks. But if you're in fact seeing a decrease in your monthly income, you want to consider actually paying less to live wherever you decide you're going to live. Now, this isn't really that difficult unless you're living in a one-bedroom, one-bath condo, in which case you'll have a hard time moving down in price unless you give up some of the amenities that you have. If you own a larger house, you might want to consider remaining there and consider a Golden Girls-style arrangement.
Thank you for being a friend. Travel down the road and back again.
You remember the show Golden Girls? Lower your overall cost of living by renting out rooms within your home. When I was in college, I went to Southern Methodist University in Dallas, Texas, and after a couple years, I came back and I acted in D.C., Maryland, and Virginia in local community theater. And after I finished that year, I went back to Maryland and graduated with my degree in drama. But while at Maryland, I rented a house with an older widow. She's probably in her mid-80s, and she rented out three rooms to three students. I think I paid $300 a month, and guess what? That was a part of her retirement income. She stayed where she was. She knew where she lived, but she had that income coming in from me and from the other guys who rented. Just something for you to think about. Hey, it's that time. Helen Flynn joins us for Senior Moments. Good morning, Helen.
Good morning, Eric. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing well.
Good.
Good to see you. Bright and early.
Thank you. Today, I'd like to talk about, how do you know when it's time to make a change? How do you know when living in the home you've been in for many years is no longer the right fit? And I go back to the social work mantras of, physically, are you able to navigate your home the way you used to? Does the home hold memories that may have some negative feelings for you? Is your health getting to the point where doing the stairs is a burden? What about the lawn, the vacuuming, all of those things? Have all of your neighbors moved on? Are you feeling very lonely in your home? This is the time to think about those things without any pressure, and I can help you do that.
To help you explore your options in selling or staying put, feel free to contact Helen Flynn at the Eric Stewart Group at toll-free 800-900-9104. Thanks, Helen.
You're welcome.
Well, that's it for Senior Solutions. If you're in the neighborhood tonight, join us for Real Estate Now at 9:30. I'm Eric Stewart. Hope to see you then.
You know you can hurt yourself fooling with too much stuff.
Are you over 50 or love someone who is? I'm Stuart Rosenthal, publisher of the Beacon Newspapers, and our paper's meant for you. Our free monthly is packed with well-written topical information, the latest health research, diet and fitness advice, stock market updates, financial planning tips, elder law topics, housing options, plus technology, travel, and arts features, all geared to the needs and interests of people over 50 and their families. The Beacon can be picked up at no charge from more than 1,500 locations throughout the D.C. metro area. Libraries, recreation centers, CVS and Rite Aid pharmacies, churches and synagogues, doctor's offices, and other places where older adults live and shop. And visit our newly updated website, thebeaconnewspapers.com, for even more stories than fit in our printed publication. And to use our new Silver Pages, a searchable database of regional housing, home care, financial planning, and legal services. For more information about The Beacon, including how to advertise your business or event, either in print or online, call 301-949-9766. That's 301-949-9766. Or send us a message at thebeaconnewspapers.com.